Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. Randolph Hall. The College of Charleston's most iconic building and a National Historic Landmark was constructed between 1828 and 1830. During its earliest years, the building was called College Hall and later the Main Building. In 1972, it was renamed for Harrison Randolph, the college's president from 1897 to 1945. Today, it holds the offices of the president and the provost, but also the college's classic department, making it one of the country's oldest academic buildings still in continuous use. It has endured for nearly two centuries, surviving a major earthquake, multiple hurricanes, the Civil War, and serving as the hub of academic life for generations of students. But numerous additions and renovations make the structure today look different from when it was first built. Prior to Randolph Hall, the college lacked a dedicated classroom building and relied on a deteriorating military barracks used during the Revolutionary War. In 1826, trustees began raising funds to build a new structure, hiring architect William Strickland to design it. A cornerstone laying ceremony marked the beginning of construction on January 12, 1828, while Jasper Adams was the college president. Research by current faculty and students is now documenting the labor of enslaved people who constructed this building and the college's many ties to slavery. Records indicate that in 1829, the college's president, slave owner Jasper Adams, purchased 20-year-old Nancy and her 3-year-old daughter, Sarah Ann, for $360. Historical documents indicate that enslaved skilled and manual laborers worked on the construction of Randolph Hall and on subsequent renovations and repairs to the building. William Bell, the building contractor, owned and sold slaves while overseeing its construction and would have relied on enslaved labor, at least in part, for the project. 4 enslaved people identified in association with the construction of Randolph Hall were named Tom, Mudry, Cuffy, and Peggy. The exposed brick building, 2 stories over a raised basement, originally faced north along Green Street. A few years later, stucco was added. The building did not have the wings that today extend to the east and west, nor the signature portico and columns on the south side. These were added in 1850 through 1851, reorienting the building so that the south side became the front, facing toward George Street. To accentuate the building's new portico and to make the surrounding yard the main entrance to campus, architect Edward White designed an arched porter's lodge along George Street and made the high brick wall surrounding the yard into a lower wall with iron fencing. In 1852, a natural history museum opened on the 3rd floor of Randolph Hall, and in the 1870s, an observatory was installed on the roof. In 1886, a major earthquake devastated Charleston and severely damaged the building. The portico and east and west wings were rebuilt, and a new 4-story tower was added to provide direct public access to the museum on the 3rd floor. In the 20th century, the 3rd floor of Randolph Hall played a central role in the admittance of the first women to the college. Harrison Randolph had been staunchly opposed to co-education, but enrollments were declining at the college during World War I. In 1917, Carrie Teller Politzer, a Charlestonian and advocate for education and women's rights, petitioned the college to admit women, and the college finally agreed with the condition that funds for a women's lounge must be provided. Politzer helped raise the money, and in September 1918, 13 women enrolled. Trustee minutes record that the women's restroom was in the center room on the third floor facing south. In 1930, the west end of the building was extended further toward College Way. In 1954, a clock was installed on the pediment, a gift from the Pi Kappa Alpha Phi fraternity that was founded at the college in 1904. In 1970, renovations designed by architect and professor Albert Simmons added a portico and elevator on the north side of the building and a fountain outside the north entrance. A diagram of the changing shape of Randolph Hall since 1828, along with many historic images, can be found on our website. The building's stately appearance makes it a popular filming location for movies, television shows, and news broadcasts. It forms a stunning backdrop for the school's signature spring commencement ceremonies and for performances during Spoleto Festival USA.